Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to God with a voice of triumph, loud songs of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared, a great King over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the peoples gather as the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. Lord, let us see our God highly exalted, lifted up, seated on a throne, reigning and ruling over us, over the earth, over all of creation. Lord, give us perspective today of our great God who is in control. There is nothing too difficult for you. As we've already heard these days, you are the God of all flesh. Is there anything impossible? And so, Lord, we come today low at your feet. And Lord, we come acknowledging that all of our needs are met in you. And so our burdens, Lord, we lay at your feet today. The cares and the distractions, the weights, Lord, even our discouragement and maybe some that feel overwhelmed. Lord, you said when the enemy comes in like a flood, you would raise up a standard. And we would find victory in our King. And so, Lord, we stand today in the victory, and we will come with shouts of praise and triumph for who you are and for what you do for us. And so we rejoice, Lord. We rejoice today. Blessed be our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's praise him today. He's worthy. Jesus, we come. Lord, we love you. Jesus, we exalt you, O God. Glory to the King, precious Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory. Bless the Lord. name.
For a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace.
It's hymn number 32. You, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I believe we prayed at breakfast this morning for our campers going on their hike day. But let's do that again. I think it would be good for us to remember, Father, minister this day throughout this camp. From the youngest to the oldest, Lord, accomplish your purpose and your will. We pray especially for the girls and the cottagers as they go out on hikes up mountains and out on lakes. And Lord, we pray your protection and your hand upon them. Lord, guard them. But Lord, even their fun and their journeys, Lord, draw near to them. Let it be opportunity, Lord, for counselors and even other campers to encourage and to bless and to minister. And so, Lord, do good things today, even in what would seem to be outside of the ministry, Lord, we know you are at work in the little things and in those areas that are hidden and not seen, and those private conversations and the gestures and the deeds, Lord, for all of us today. Let us minister and edify and bless one another as we share in fellowship. And so, Lord, we commit this day to you. And again, Lord, accomplish your plan for each of us. For your name's sake, we pray. Amen. Amen. We sing number 43 in the red hymnal, number 43. And then feel free if you want to share a testimony or whatever God lays on your heart.
I was encouraged to say this little thought that's on my heart for a couple of days already, the power of stillness. But what prompted me this morning was this fourth verse of 43 that we sang. Let me fix this first. You can move it later. Amid the current conflict, whatever your trial be, this confidence possess, Christ the Lord brings victory. Fall not beneath your burden, though tears your pathway dim, but praise the name of Jesus and be sustained in him. While rummaging through my archives, my precious belongings at home, I came across this little leaflet. My daughters-in-law would probably have another name for the stuff that I went through. But anyway, I love them anyway, and they're both here today. God bless them. Do we have any students of the Bible here? There are three men in the Bible that wished for themselves to die. Anybody gives me the answer, Brother Paul will give you a double scoop of ice cream later. One. Jonah. Wait, the hearing aid is over here.
Did you get Jonah?
Jonah. Elijah. Probably many times, but I was thinking of another one. How about Moses? I hesitated to put all three of them in the same sentence because they all had different reasons for wishing to die. And Jonah's was probably the worst of all of the three. He was disappointed that his sermon was successful. I wish I was half as successful as he was. The whole city got saved. I mean, come on. You can't make this stuff up. Moses, he had to deal with a lot of unhappy people. I'm being very careful this morning choosing my vocabulary. They were disgruntled. The Bible says they complained all the time. Elijah, what was his problem? Oh, he was afraid of a woman. Now, that kind of seems out of context because he had won a marvelous victory for the kingdom of God on Mount Carmel. You all know the story. I'm not going to go into the stories. It seemed that God was granting revival in the nation, and yet there wasn't that result that he expected. So Elijah went on a long hike. I hear we're having hikes today. All the kids are going on hikes. I hope they don't get lost in the woods. Long walk. And at the end of his journey, he met God. There was thunder, there was lightning, there was earthquake, there was fire, there was all kinds of noise. And then a still, small voice. And God got his attention and spoke to him. And he said, Elijah, what are you doing here? Well, I'm scared. I'm running for my life. I thought that your people would respond with revival, and I feel like I'm the only one serving the Lord. Is that how we all feel sometimes? I'm the only one, Lord, help me. What I'm really after here this morning, and the Lord spoke this little thought into my heart, and then I'll leave it with you. In this little flyer, the power of stillness. That's when he got to hear the voice of God. And I'm just going to read one long sentence. Well, let me read two. Sorry, it has to be two sentences. A score of years ago, a friend placed in my hands a little book which became one of the turning points of my life. It was called True Peace and was an old medieval message. And here's the thought. It had but one thought. It was this: that God was waiting in the depths of my being to talk to me, and I would only get still enough to hear his voice. I did a little research, and the office told me that I could get this in Ridgewood. So if you want one, talk to them.
Be still and know that I
still. Let the Lord minister to your need this day. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus, come. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Lord, give us ears to hear. And as you speak, Lord, give us grace to respond and to obey and to receive. We thank you, Lord, that you are faithful and you do speak. Bless the Lord.